Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. I am doing a pre-recorded video today, even though I am normally live at this time. And that is because we have some family visiting, so I'm off having some fun with them. I will also be available today to check in with you all in the chat room, though. So since I normally give readings during my show to my live listeners, I wanted to make sure that I could still connect with you in case any of you had questions that you would like to connect on. So go ahead and leave a comment either in the chat room in Facebook or in the comment section under this video on YouTube. And I'll make sure that I'm keeping an eye on the comment section when this show goes live at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning. And I will connect with you all then and answer your questions. So if you would like a specific question answered, or if you would just like a card pulled and just would like me to check in on your energy for any messages that you possibly need to be receiving right now, go ahead and put that request in the comments. I have a lot of exciting things going on my channel. Before we get into the bulk of it, I want to just update you on what's going on. I'm trying a lot of different types of content, and it's been really fun to think about what you could possibly need from me and also what I just enjoy doing and how I get to connect with you all that way. So in this hour, I am going to be doing a few things. I'll do a general reading for you all just to provide any message that needs to be received to any of you, no matter when you find this video, that is for you. And I'm also going to be doing something new. I'm going to do a specific reading about your career and the next steps that you should be taking and the action that you need to take within your career and the next stage that you have ahead of you. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to pull three cards, and each card will have a different message. So when I first pull these three cards, you will pick one of them before I turn them over. And let me just do that now. We're going to use not my regular Wisdom of Avalon deck that I always use. We'll use that for clarification later. I am going to use this beautiful deck that Colette Baron-Reid also collaborated on. And it is called the Mystical Shaman Oracle Card Deck. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pull three cards and I'm going to leave them face down. So I have card number one, card number two, and card number three. And these three cards all hold an individual message. And I want you, if you're interested in hearing about what that next step should be for your career, go ahead and now, while we're doing our first portion of this radio show, I am going to be talking about a couple different things. And I want you to think, which number calls out to you right now? One, two, or three? And we have card one, card two, and card three here. And what I'll do later on in the show is I am going to do a full reading for each individual card. So you will be able to receive that message based off of whichever one you are pulled to right now. And I'll make sure to use my Wisdom of Avalon Oracle deck in order to get a bit more clarity and be able to give you that full reading. So that's one thing that I'm excited to do with you all today. I want to spend a little bit of time before we jump into the reading portion of this show and just talk about our fears. It's been coming up so much lately in so many parts of life and in so many conversations that I've been having, where I just feel like we just need to have a moment and talk about some of our big fears, because now is a time where I'm constantly seeing that we're having this invitation to face our fears. We really are. We have this opportunity right now to look our fears straight on and just start off simple. Dip our toes in. Doesn't have to be a big dramatic leap. It can be an ease into addressing these fears. It doesn't have to be this big dramatic massive moment. And I'll give you guys an example. They can also be silly. We can have little silly fears that aren't that feel so big to us, and they're restrictive, because that's the thing, is when you have a fear, it restricts what we're able to do. It restricts who we're able to connect with, things we're able to achieve, and ways that we're able to engage with life. So my example is, I had this fear of driving a big truck. I was really nervous. And this was maybe a year ago or so. We were moving and I had to drive a U-Haul. And this thing was giant. I was so nervous. And I'd driven trucks before, but like pickup trucks, you know, it's different when you're driving a U-Haul van, and we had our whole house in it. And I was so nervous, and I was amping it up to be this big scary thing. And my husband just said, okay, all you have to do is drive it out of the U-Haul parking lot. Just start there. And what's great about the U-Haul parking lot is, you know, it is really wide open. The only other thing in there are other U-Haul trucks. So it's not, you know, there aren't a bunch of people walking around, and there's no little dogs running out into the street, what you can't see. I was so worried about not being able to see anything. And so I got into the driver's seat, and the first thing I noticed was the chairs were really comfortable. I was cracking up. I thought it was so funny, because I was sitting in this big comfy chair and I could reach everything. I was able to move all the mirrors, and oh my gosh, and the mirrors were huge. I could see better than I could in my own car. I could see all the way down the side of the truck and so far out. The mirrors were giant. And a little weird that I didn't have the mirror, the rear view mirror, between the driver and the passenger seat. That did throw me off a little bit. But I immediately started having fun. And in the goofiest way, because I was laughing at myself for enjoying how comfortable the seats were and how I could customize everything, and I could put my music on, and I could make it all custom to me. And then I drove it out of the parking lot, and I took it slow, and I was really nervous at first, but I drove it out of the parking lot, and then I just drove it all the way home, and then I drove it to our new house. And so it was, and I backed it down a long, steep driveway, you guys. Like, I figured it out. I somehow figured out how to take this thing that scared me so much and play with it and make it fun and make it lighthearted. And I mean, it was serious at the same time. There were some nerve-wracking moments on the highway. There was some nerve-wracking moments on smaller streets. It's a big deal. You could hurt somebody with these things, right? So I was nervous a little bit throughout it, but I just kept falling into play. I just kept falling into fun. And what I loved about what my husband's advice was within this was, he just said, just drive it out of the parking lot. And if I was still so scared that I couldn't do it, he'd jump in the car and he'd take over, right? Like, it'd be fine. But I wanted to conquer this fear. I wanted to do it, and I did it. And I had fun with it, and I did it well, right? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't hit anybody. It was great. So I kept thinking about this example all day today when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you guys about. And it felt really significant that I was focusing on this story because it was something that I was nervous about for days leading up to this. Days. I was nervous about it for days. And I just needed to do it. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is if you have that thing that's scaring you, just find a way to dip your toe in. No big consequences. No big amp up, right? Just find a way to dip your toes in so that you're having just a little taste of it. And then you realize it isn't this big scary monster that you've been amping yourself up to be afraid of for days, weeks, years. However, you're afraid of the water, right? There's so many ways that you can literally dip your toes in before you take that big leap. It's like there are so many ways that you could take this example and run with it, right? So I feel like we all needed to hear that message a little bit because those things that we're afraid of, most of the time, they're not that big of a deal. Sometimes they really are, and then you can handle it. You're capable. You can absolutely handle it. But most of the time, it's not that big of a deal, and it's something that you are truly capable of handling. And so I wanted to connect with you all about that before we continued on with the rest of our show. And I hope that resonates. And if you are especially afraid of something right now, or you know that you need to try something that's intimidating you, leave it in the comments and I will love to see what you guys are afraid of. I'd love to connect around all of these fears because I think also when we are able to see that things intimidate other people, it feels a little more normal. It feels maybe, oh, if they're going to work through this, maybe I can work through it too. Like there's so many little ways that we can also lean on each other as we're figuring out what we want to do with this fear. There's so many ways that we can support each other that way. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you. And now let's talk about what's going on with this channel. I am posting a lot of different content. I'm doing my industry readings still. So if you are a part of a specific industry and you would like a message for you and everyone else in that industry, go ahead and leave that in the comments and I'll make sure to get that video posted this week. They're normally as a short, so I'll tag you in it and make sure that you see that you have a video there. And by industry, I mean, are you a carpenter? Are you a musician? Are you a writer? Are you in the tech industry? Are you a producer? Are you a gardener? It doesn't have to be your job as well. It could be hobbies. Do you have a saltwater aquarium? Are you, like, there's so many little things. Are you a cook? Do you love to cook? Are you a baker? Are you baking sourdough? Right? Like, have you figured that out? And do you have tips for me? There's so many little pockets of life that we can associate ourselves with, and I want to connect with you that way. So if you have a specific part of the world that you associate yourself with, let me know. And I'll give you a reading in that part of your world. And so that's one thing that I'm doing. I'm also exploring Jessica Rue's beautiful Woodland Wardens deck. Here, I'll put it right here so you guys can see. This deck is absolutely, I love this deck so much. It has been so much fun to explore, and I'm just doing a short video for every card that I'm going through. And I read Oracle really intuitively, so I look through the visual images on the deck and also just what messages I receive in the moment when I'm looking at this new card. And it's a wonderful way to practice connecting with your intuition and to get to know a new oracle deck. And so I use both my intuitive reading and I go through and I look at what the author, and in this case it's Jessica Rue, has to say about that particular card. And one thing I really love about her is she brings this sense of history into each card. Like there's some beautiful origin story about whatever animal or whatever plant is featured in the card that adds a beautiful layer of depth to the meaning there. And I feel like this way of associating yourself with a new oracle deck is really enlightening because, and it's empowering too, because you're able to see that see that intuitive reading, connect with what the author has designed the card to mean, and then that, for me at least, solidifies such a clear meaning in my mind. So when I pull that card again, I have a quick snapshot of I know exactly what the message is that comes with this card. And that's what we're trying to do, right? We're just trying to allow this new oracle deck. And this is something you can do with whatever oracle deck you're working with, and you can do this with tarot too. Because you're just trying to allow this new deck to be a tool for you to connect with spirit, with energy around you, with God, with whatever you believe our energy connection to be. These decks are just one way that we can connect with those messages and receive those messages and be open to receiving those messages. And so that's one thing that I'm posting a lot. I'm doing a couple videos a week at least of a new card. And they're just short videos, 4 or 5, sometimes 6 minutes. And I'm really enjoying doing that. I'm also doing a morning coffee series. I'm playing around with this one a lot. At first it was going to be live streamed, and now I'm doing, and then I was just going to pre-record and release it every morning. And now I think I'm just doing it 3 or 4 times a week. I want to make sure that what I'm committing to, I can commit to I can really commit to it, continuously with you guys and make sure I'm consistent there, rather than over committing and then falling short, right? So I'm learning what I can take on and what parts I can incorporate into my life. And what I love about this morning coffee series is I always start my day off with a short guided meditation. Sometimes I walk myself through this meditation. Sometimes I do listen in to other meditations, but I like to start my morning by grounding my energy and also releasing the energy from the day before. I think it's such an empowering way for us to start our day off intentionally. And it doesn't have to be, what I'm trying to do with this series is I'm trying to make it so it's really accessible for you all. It doesn't have to be a 20-minute thing. It could be 5 minutes long. It could be 3 minutes long. It can be such an easy, seamless thing that you can incorporate into your morning routine already. And it just involves releasing anything from yesterday or days before that you're still carrying with you that feels heavy or feels like it's making you lag a little bit or you can't get it off your mind. And by just releasing it, it allows us to start our day off a little more clearly, and it just gives us so much more stability as we're going through our day. So I do in that morning coffee series, I'm starting off with a short meditation, and then I do a general reading. Just to make sure you're receiving any kind of message and direction that you may need in order to fully take advantage of the day ahead of you. And so with all of this that I'm releasing, you guys, just let me know in the comments which of these sound like something you are most excited about, because I want to be producing content that you guys want to look at. And also content that I enjoy making. And so far, I'm enjoying everything that I'm making. But I want to make sure that it's something you guys are excited about as well. And before we get into the main reading here, the last thing that I am really excited about doing is I am going to start my cycle syncing series here on YouTube, where I'm going to put together a bunch of short videos basically on how to incorporate your cycle our menstrual cycle as women into your daily life, so that you are supporting your hormones and you're understanding the way that our body has so many different ways that it needs to be supported, but it can also support us. And there's a really empowering thing that happens when you understand what is going on throughout the 4 phases of your cycle. And it is life-changing. If you're having fertility issues, it is life-changing. If you are experiencing terrible PMS, it's very life-changing. If you just can't have a consistent period, it's incredible the things that really simple shifts and just understanding what your cycle is, it opens up so much possibilities for you. It just, your opportunities just explode. And it's such a beautiful, natural way to just connect with our bodies and connect with our cycles. And I'm not talking about diet and exercise changes. I'm talking about lifestyle changes. I'm talking about moments when you say, I can take on this more work, and moments when you say, I need a break today. And being intentional about when you can take on more and when you need a break. And when you say, sure, I am going to go on a run, or nope, that's not happening today. And when you give yourself grace versus when you push yourself. And planning that into your life. So those videos will be coming out soon, and I'm really excited about that. It's something I've talked about a lot on this show, and if you're interested in some of my previous content that's not on YouTube yet, go over to 12radio.com and click on the on-demand section on the left-hand side of the screen. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find my name, Serena, right there, and you'll be able to listen to all of my previous radio shows. I think I have 17 or 18 up right now. And if you go listen to some of my very first radio shows, that's when I was really giving a whole introduction to what cycle syncing is. Okay. All right, you guys. That is the bulk of what I needed to get out of the way before I could get to this reading for you. I hope you have picked your number, 1, 2, or 3. And again, this is a reading that is specifically about your career. Now, if you don't have a career right now, maybe you're retired, maybe you are a stay-at-home mom. That is a career, if you ask me. I have a little one. It's a career. You are raising our future. It is a big job. Maybe you're between jobs right now. Whatever your current situation is, this reading is about your next steps, right? So if you're retired, maybe this isn't about the next project that you're going to take on, or the way that you can support the people in your life, or the next trip you want to go on. If you are a stay-at-home mom and you are 100% focused in on your kids, maybe this is about that next system you want to incorporate into your daily routine. Maybe this is about that one thing that you just can't figure out about ways that you could support your kids or support your family or support yourself as you're going through all of this. If you are between jobs, this could be about your next step in job searching or what that shift in your career needs to be. Maybe you need to change and go on a completely different career path than what you've been doing. So whether or not you consider yourself to be fully in your career right now, what this reading is for those next steps that you need to take. This is going to have a very specific focus on action, okay? And the action that you need to take right now in order to bring that future that you really want, that you've been daydreaming about, into your life, okay? So now is your last chance. Pick your number. 1, 2, or 3. If you need to sit with it for a little while longer before you make that decision and you just don't feel especially drawn to any of these specific cards, or right now it's just the numbers, then pause the video and ground yourself for a moment. And whichever number flashes before you or pops into your mind or comes out of your mouth, that's your number, okay? 1, 2, or 3. And now let's take a look and see what the first card is. So we have, I'll turn it upside, right side up for now. We have Middle World. Oh, I love this card. All right. So for those of you who felt drawn to number one, we're going to jump fully into your reading here about Middle World. All right. The Middle World is about bridging the spiritual world and our physical world. All right. It's very focused on balance. It's very focused on balancing our four elements. And so the main thing that's coming to me right now about this next step for you is that you need balance. The fact that I threw the card reversed feels like there's a lack of balance in your life right now. It really seems like that trust within your intuition needs some focus as well. And so let me see what kind of clarity I can find for us here. So, and I'm just going to start with 3 cards here, and I'm going to make sure that you all can see it. All right. Here we go. Okay. So what really feels really significant here is it seems like you had a really strong connection with your intuition at some point around the shifts that you wanted to take in your career, but something happened where you lost that trust, or something happened where maybe it became a little less significant and doesn't feel like it's something that you think you can lean on right now. And the part here that feels really important is back to that notion of balance. When I say lean on your intuition when it comes to decisions in your career, I'm not saying throw away logic, right? I'm not saying throw away all of the planning that you've put into your career. I'm not saying that you need to blindly make these decisions just based off of a really highly emotional moment. No, I'm talking about balance. I'm talking about incorporating your feelings and your emotions back into this decision. And so if you are at a shift within your career, if you are in the process of making a decision that has to do with what is next, connect with your intuition, connect with your spirituality, and really sit back. And it's almost like you need to just throw out everything that's worked so far and start from scratch and say, what do I want my life to look like? Have a moment to dream. Right here, when we're looking at the fact that this could be a burden, if you've been thinking about your intuition and your emotions and your feelings as burdensome, if they feel like a burden to you, you need to reevaluate your relationship with your intuition, because they are such a beautiful, incredible tool if you have that trust. And it seems like that's a little bit what you've lost, is maybe you've been seeing it as a burden. Maybe you've been seeing your relationship or your emotions. Maybe you've been accused of being too emotional in the past. Maybe that is a huge, but you need that. Yeah. You need that partnership. You need the partnership between all of your expertise, all of your smarts, all of your logic, and your feeling center and your intuition and your emotions. They're supposed to work together, but so often we quiet those emotions. And so for those of you who picked number one, the action here is to actually slow down before you make that next decision. All right? The action that you need to take is go back to the drawing board and take a moment to daydream about what your best future feels like, looks like, smells like, tastes like. Really go back to every way that you can experience this. What does it feel like to live in that fantasy, right? And allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to hope for this to be your reality. If you truly sit in that hope and that desire, it's a powerful space to be in. And you are capable of bringing that into your current life in this next stage, in this upcoming transition. But the focus needs to be balanced between logic and expertise and your emotions and your intuition. Both of it. You need to have a little bit of both here, all right? Don't allow it to feel like a burden. Allow it to be light. Allow it to be playful. Allow it to be full of fantasies. Daydream about what that future could possibly be like in your wildest dreams. Does your future need to involve travel? Like, how drastic do we need to take this? Is this involve a major life change, or is it something smaller? When I mentioned this just now, what gives you those little butterflies? Those little nerves that are like excited nerves, right? So one more time, your call to action here for card number one is slow down, go back to the drawing board, and daydream about what your future could be. Do not make this decision about the next job you're going to take, about the promotion, about what you're going to incorporate into your family, right? Whatever that decision is that's in front of you, do not make that decision until you have sat within your feeling center, sat within your intuition, and recognized what you truly want for yourself, for your family, for your company, for whatever this decision is revolving around. What's that fantasy life look like? And then make the decision from there, where you're able to be empowered within your feeling center, allow your emotions to support you, make the decision with acknowledging your intuition as well. All right, there we are for our first card. Now, if you felt drawn to number two, to card number two, let's take a look at what our main card is here. So we got the Heart of Sky. This card, if you are able to look on YouTube, you guys, this card is just beautiful. Now, the main thing that always comes up with for me with this card is that if you look at the visual of this card, you can see that the entire universe exists within this woman's mind. How powerful is that? The vastness of the universe, of our cosmos, sits within her consciousness. The Heart of Sky is a card that calls us to recognize our connection with every single atom around us. And on a bigger scale, our role within the universe at whole. So this is a big card when it comes to impact. It's a really significant message when it comes to community. And it also calls on responsibility. So let's see what other information we can get here. Make sure all my cards are facing the right way. All right. So we're just getting two. Great. Okay. So the main message that's coming through here when it comes to, for any of you who were drawn to card number two, yeah. The main message that's coming through here now with the Heart of Sky as your main card is that this connection that you have within your community, this feels like it has something to do with networking, but it also has to do with really old connections. So this could be, this feels like there may even be some family members involved in this career. It could be family members involved in the potential job that you're taking, or within this decision, they have a really it could possibly be that this decision significantly impacts your family members. There's a really big aspect of community here. And I know that you're afraid of making the wrong decision because you have a responsibility for these people and you have a right to be nervous around this choice because you don't want to make the wrong call. And it also feels like your own desire or your own needs are kind of set aside right now. And it seems like there's a bit of resentment about that, which is fine. We're all human. Of course, you want your own desires and needs to be met. It's all right to be a bit resentful of that, but be honest. Make sure you say, I wish that I could be at the forefront every once in a while. Communicate that with your people. Let them know that you wish that you could have your needs met, or that you could, because it seems almost as if you feel like your own hopes and dreams aren't allowed to be a part of this decision right now. And that's not the case. The truth behind this is that there's magic within your own hopes and dreams, right? There's magic within you being a satisfied, fulfilled person. When you are truly satisfied and fulfilled, then you can show up for your family. It's not the other way around. It's a really hard thing to incorporate because it's so easy to get soaked up in making sure everyone else's needs are met. But if you need that, I don't know, yoga class in order to have your head clear, start prioritizing that. it seems like a really big aspect here within this decision that you have coming up and within the action here is communicate with your with the important people in your life, whether that's family or best friends or, you know, or even if they're within your workplace and you feel like you can be vulnerable with them this way. Whoever the people are that are coming to mind for you right now, that's who I'm talking about. Communicate with them about what you need in order to feel supported and in order for you to feel fulfilled. This is not about base needs. This is about you being happy. This is about you finding success because you are experiencing joy in your career. There's a huge difference between surviving and thriving, and this is about thriving, okay? This is about expressing that you need support in order to feel like you can prioritize these things that you need in order to thrive. And it is a safe space with these important people in your life for you to communicate this. And I know that this is a much bigger message in that sense, so it may take some time before you are ready to do this, but just when you feel like it's time, it is time. Go for it. It's okay. They will receive it well. And be, if you feel like you can take this on, be vulnerable about the pressure that you're feeling, about the responsibility here. Because you are capable. That's the other side of this. You are fully capable of handling this and of taking care of your people and providing for your family. You are fully capable. And I know that there is that fear that maybe you're not, or maybe something happens and suddenly you can't support them. So that's the other invitation here. Do you have your savings account set up? Do you have that backup fund ready in case something does happen? I'm not saying something's going to happen, but that peace of mind for you will go a long way. And that could be everything from making sure you have 3 months set aside. It's a huge thing if you're able to say, I have 3 months of my cost of living, everything set aside. If you're able to say that, oh my gosh, the weight off your shoulders is beautiful. And it's something that can be started as easily as $20 a month, and it'll grow. But make sure that that responsibility, the vastness of the responsibility that you are feeling right now, I don't want you to buckle under that pressure. Lean on your community, lean on these important people in your life, prioritize your own needs, and set up that buffer. Allow that to be a priority for the next year, even if it takes a year to set up that those funds for that 3 month emergency fund, okay? And again, I just want to clarify, I'm not saying that you're going to need it anytime soon. It's not that you all of a sudden are not going to be able to provide for your family. That is not what this reading is saying. This is simply saying that having that set aside would help your state of mind so much, immensely. It would immensely help your state of mind. All right, let's look at card number 3. So for those of you who felt drawn to the third card, this reading is for you. Oh, and we have the spiral, and it is reversed, but I'm flipping it over so you guys can all see. Yep, flipping it over so you guys can see the beautiful artwork on this deck. So for those of you drawn to the third card, the spiral, if you look at it, you can see some of the Fibonacci sequence in it. So it's all about the divine that's surrounding us. It's all about seeing the beauty in the little things. It's also very literally about spiraling. It's very literally about losing the control that you are capable of having in the moment and simply focusing on the worry. And when you spiral, you allow that worry to take over. And it's all-consuming. Now, if we'd gotten this card upright, it'd be a very different conversation that we'd be having, but we got it reverse, so I know you're spiraling. I know you're worried. And I know that you're having a hard time pulling back into the present. So let's take a look and see what other clarification we can get All right. So, of course, it makes sense that you're going to be full of worry here. The within this shift that you have coming up, I'm sensing a bigger transformation within your career than the other two readings that we've done. If you picked the third card, then this reading is specifically about a significant change that's coming up in your career. This could be a job change. This could be a promotion. This could be changing careers entirely, right? This could be what is clear is you're going to be starting something new. You're going to be starting at a lower position that you're eventually going to climb up. You're going to be starting something where you don't have that much experience, but you will be good at this job. The significant thing here is the people you will be surrounded by in this new environment are there to support you. They're good people. They really feel so warm and welcoming. And whenever that spiral comes up where you feel you're starting to question whether you're competent, you're starting to question whether you're capable of handling this, you're starting to question, well, gosh, why did they hire me? Because I don't have any experience in this. Whenever those thoughts start to bubble up and then spin and then you can't get out, the moment you recognize that you're spiraling, go talk to someone. Find someone it feels like you're going to connect with someone very quickly who is either in your department or within this field. You're going look up if you're zoom in on that card. Oh, I love that I just pulled that. This is one of my favorite cards in this Wisdom of Avalon deck, the cow. It's all about asking for help. It's about feeling nourished. It's about abundance, okay? And you will receive this abundance and this support and this love if you ask for it, all right? The moment that things feel overwhelming and you're wondering if you're competent and you are too worried about being new at this and you're feeling like this has turned your life upside down, go talk to someone who has more experience than you. Who's, even if they've only been doing this for 2 months longer than you, go talk to someone who you may not feel comfortable with them yet, all right? You may be still pretty nervous about working with them this way. That's okay. Reach out, and they will have advice, and they will be a safe space, and they will support you as you figure out how you want to navigate this next coming up situation. So your call to action within this third card is less of an action that you're going to take now and more of a reminder for the moments when you feel that spiral coming up, where you feel that worry is all consuming. Ask for help. That's your simple call. That's your simple call to action, is ask for help. And help will be given in a loving, graceful way. You are safe. Okay? And you will be successful. This feels extremely positive. This is a wonderful shift for you. That's the other side of this, is this job transition, this career change, this new experience that you're jumping into. If you're retired, this could be, oh my gosh, am I terrible at pickleball? Sorry, I don't know if that's a stereotypical example, but I know people who are really nervous about being bad at pickleball, and that may be a new hobby that you're jumping into, and the message here is, if you're worried, just go do it and talk to people and get better through experience and through fun. It can be light. It can be fun. It is going to be nerve-wracking. And most of this, for those of you who picked this card, it does feel bigger than that. That's a really lighthearted example. It feels much more significant. It feels like there's things at risk. There's family that you need to support. There's hopes and dreams on the line. And so it's okay to lean on people as you're figuring out how this is going to go and what role this new job is going to have in your life too. So many different ways that this is going to impact you, but it's going to be okay. I see you being successful. The road is going to be so much harder though if you don't ask for help. And if you don't take on, it's almost like you need to take on a mentor. Someone that you can just say, I need your advice through these next steps. Or can I shadow you, right? There's so many ways that you can also ask for help, where you can learn things, where
You're simply observing and learning that way.
That's an option as well. All right. Ah, okay, you guys, that was really fun. I think I may do this again. I hope you all enjoyed that. If that is something you would like me to do again, I will. That is something that I really had a lot of fun. Let me stop that. I really had a lot of fun doing that. And I hope that resonated with you all. If it did, leave a comment. I'd love to hear your feedback. If this is something you're curious about doing, we could do this for romance. We could do this for your love life. This could be a conversation about your finances, about your family, about travel. You know, let me know. What next thing would you like me to jump into in the next reading that we do? It's something I really enjoy. I love working with my cards. They feel like really old friends. And some of them I've been working with for a really long time. This Wisdom of Avalon deck I've been working with for 20 years. I was just a baby when I started working with this deck. And I still have my original deck that I started with 20 years ago. And this is a new one. But I still have my original deck from... that I've taken all over the world with me too, that has gone everywhere with me and is something I just always have in my bag. And it's pretty torn up at this point. I only reach for it and use it really for personal things at this point. I don't use it for client readings anymore. That specific tangible deck, but this is the same deck. It's just a new one. And I use this one for you guys, but that one has really personal feelings to it. And I do feel like we can bond with our cards this way. And it's something I really, really enjoy doing. And I love sharing it with you guys. So thank you for being here with me today. I am planning on being live again next Monday. I go live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can find me at 12radio.com and you can listen that way. Or you can watch my live stream on my YouTube channel at Life Journeys with Serena. For those of you who don't know about 12 and you're watching me here on YouTube, we have a wonderful group of psychics, of mediums, of channels, of everyone has their own little part of that world that they have their expertise within. And a handful of us do radio shows over at 12radio. Go ahead and check out the archives there in the on-demand section. Listen to someone you've never connected with before. There is so much incredible wisdom on that site. I love that I get to work with all of our hosts there. I'm the producer over at 12radio, so I'm in the background for every show. Almost every show, some people produce themselves. But I love that I get to support our hosts that way. And otherwise, you can find all of us over at 12listen.com. And that's where I am an intuitive advisor, where I can connect with you about anything going on in your life. So if you just check out 12listen.com, you'll see whoever's available in that moment and you can call right away. It's a private and safe and secure platform where it's a really straightforward, simple way to connect with any of us there. If you'd like to connect with me specifically and you don't see me online, go to 12listen.com/Serena and you can request to schedule a call with me. And I will get the notification immediately and find a time that works well for both of us. And I'll make sure to link all of this in the description below. So you guys, thank you for being here today. I had a blast. I had a wonderful time. I hope you all enjoyed it too. And I will see you all next time. If this is your first time here on my channel, go ahead and subscribe. Turn on that notification bell. I'm a new channel and it helps me out so much. And I can't wait to connect with you all again. If you're listening on 12radio and you're not on YouTube right now, you can find me on YouTube by going to youtube.com/@LifeJourneysWithSerena. And that's how, or you can just search Life Journeys with Serena in YouTube and I should come up. And go ahead and subscribe and leave me a comment. And I can't wait to, I love talking to you guys. I love connecting with you all. So thank you for being here. I will see you all next time in the next video or at the next live stream. Enjoy the rest of your day and continue to stay in the moment. Life is so beautiful when you're able to just stay present and let that worry go. So take a deep breath, stay present in the moment, and enjoy your day.